Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Lionel Richie's bass player, Ethan Farmer, is believed to have stabbed himself multiple times after taking some edible cannabis. Well, it happened Tuesday night at his home in the San Fernando Valley. Thank goodness he had some folks over at the time. The musician, who's 42, is thought to have had a bad reaction after eating some brownies or cookies filled with some marijuana. Now, paramedics were called at around 10 p.m. Ethan was taken to the hospital. He is recovering. He says he does not want to talk about it. But you know, we did legalize pot out here in November. And honestly, this is the first time I've heard of anything like this happening. Guess he got a bad batch of those, what are often known as space cakes. And in an even scarier incident, former LA Laker and ex-New York Knicks head coach Derek Fisher was arrested on suspicion of a DUI after his vehicle overturned on the 101 freeway. Oh my goodness, if you didn't see this on the news, it was unbelievably frightening. Yeah, he had his girl with him, his ride or die girl, Basketball Wives reality star Gloria Govan. They both, thank goodness, escaped injury. Now, it was after 3 a.m. They were on the westbound 101 freeway approaching the 405, which I've got to tell you is hard to negotiate even if you're stone sober. Fisher was driving a 2015 Cadillac. He was in the number 4 lane approaching that interchange when the vehicle veered to the right, hit a paved shoulder. The Cadillac continued across the pavement and hit the concrete curb. Oh my goodness. Well, the impact caused the vehicle to overturn. It came to rest on its roof, blocking 3 and 4 lanes of the highway. Well, they had to pull them both out, but they had no injuries. Talk about having an angel on your shoulder. And you know who needs an angel about right now? Bill Cosby. Oh, did somebody say he's got 2 of them? I guess so. Both of his wives are supporting him as the 79-year-old heads to his sexual assault trial that starts today in Philadelphia. Well, his real life of more than 50 years, Camille, and his TV wife, Felicia Rashad, will both be present. Now, both women have been generally quiet as he has faced all of these numerous sexual assault allegations over the last year and a half. But you know what? Apparently, their private support isn't faltering. Felicia Rashad has never really given up her private support of Bill. You know, she's best known for her role as Claire Huxtable on the 1980s television hit The Cosby Show, a series loosely based on Bill and Camille's life. Well, she once again played Cosby's fictional wife, Ruth Lucas, in Cosby. Now, she says that her friend is a victim of a scheme to end his career. She says, "I think it's been orchestrated. I don't know why or who's doing it, but it's the legacy," she told Showbiz 411. Well, you know what? Right now, it's going to be up to the justice system. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.